interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, February 25th, 2014. Number 68 since being in the YNTS studio. Currently airing on HR Radio, Round 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, Audio Graded, and the Boost Radio Network. Our toll-free number is 855-712-YNTS. That's 855-712-9687. Email us, yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. Website, www.yoandrewnts.com. Taking over AM, the internet, and beyond. You're listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. We'll also jump into the Samsung Galaxy S5 that was introduced yesterday in Barcelona. All that, main headlines. Tweet me some headlines. Maybe you want to tweet me headlines. Some recent throughout February at Andrew Tweet Geo. You can email me, yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. You could Facebook me, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Don't be left behind. Listen to me, Yo Andrew, News Talk Show.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. 4 million people have signed up to get Obamacare. The president giving that number at a speech to supporters this evening in Washington. This comes after the administration backed off a previously stated goal of 7 million sign-ups by spring.
At the White House, spokesman Jay Carney would not give any numeric goal.
The important factors here are that there's a substantial number of people in the millions who enroll.
Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is now insisting that 7 million enrollees was never even her goal.
Fox's Ed Henry at the White House. Arizona's Republican governor is under increasing pressure to veto a bill that would restrict gay rights. More live from Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal.
The legislature passed a bill that would allow businesses to refuse service to people based on their deeply held religious beliefs. Gay rights advocates are furious, and others now want the bill vetoed, including former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, both of Arizona's Republican senators, Apple, Marriott Hotels, even State Senator Steve Pierce, who initially voted for it.
The Super Bowl's coming. We'd like to get the RNC, the DNC, the Final Four. There's a lot of things that can bring a lot of dollars in, and this is going to put a real bad hail on all those events.
The governor must make a decision about the bill before the end of the week, Ron.
Jessica, the White House says President Obama telephoned Afghanistan leader Hamid Karzai, telling him to renew a bilateral security agreement or risk losing America's military help at the end of the year.
We cannot and will not have U.S. troops on the ground without a signed BSA.
White House spokesman Jay Carney. Karzai will be replaced after elections this spring. Democratic Mayor Chokwe Lumumba has died in Jackson, Mississippi. The Clarion Ledger says the 66-year-old Democrat had experienced chest pains this afternoon and went to a hospital. Lumumba was also an attorney and human rights activist. He'd been in office only 8 months. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
They all should be embarrassed.
A real mess. What in the world was our government thinking?
The news is breaking.
Keeping a close eye on what's going on.
Explosive story.
There was a lockdown, and a horror broke loose.
We are live.
Are these displaced people?
A desperate situation.
What are we going to tell the American people?
What's going to happen there?
It sounds like war is inevitable.
Israelis want peace desperately.
Greta Van Susteren on the ground, chasing the real story and getting the truth. Nothing gets by Greta.
On the Record, weeknights at 7 on the Fox News Channel.
Weeknights on Fox Business. They don't follow party lines. They don't accept the status quo. They don't do boring television. They are the independents, breaking through the clutter with a different point of view on the day's news. From politics to pop culture, social issues to international affairs, they're calling it like it is.
Cut the nonsense.
Kennedy, Matt Welch, and Camille Foster are the independents. Weeknights at 9, only on Fox Business.
It's been over a year since these two got together by themselves, until today.
For about an hour, President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner met in the Oval Office, a conversation described as constructive by aides and wide-ranging, touching on immigration, the health care law, Afghanistan, trade, and drought relief.
The president's relationship with the speaker, as the speaker has said and the president has said, has always been solid.
Press Secretary Jay Carney and a spokesman from Speaker Boehner's office both agree the relationship between the two leaders has not been an obstacle. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
At least 58 students in Nigeria were killed in an attack by militants on a school dormitory. Authorities say the building was set on fire, then the students were attacked with knives. Republicans in Congress are writing proposals to limit the ability of federal tax collectors to lean hard on political groups.
Hearings continue on Capitol Hill, looking into the IRS targeting conservative groups seeking tax-exempt status. Illinois Republican Congressman Peter Roskam is the author of bills that would require the IRS to notify taxpayers when their information is being shared with other federal agencies. Roskam says he'll stay on the case.
But I think what we've got to do is stay focused, push these bills incrementally, take on their ability to challenge people as it relates to things of faith and things of politics and things of social positions, and limit them greatly. And we hope to do that this week.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News Radio.
Mr. President, Gesundheit.
Oh! I've been working so hard, I might be getting a cold. I actually think I'm okay. I'm just... Gotta get covered.
The president promoting his health care reform at a speech this evening in Washington. I'm Ron Flatt, Fox News Radio.
This is Stereo 1230 WBLQ Westerly Stonington, a DuPonti Communications station.
WBLQ. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, February 25th, 2014, number 68 since being in the YNTS studio. We are currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, Audio Graded, and Boost Radio Network. Again, our phone number, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Spell my email correct, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. You are listening to Yo Andrew News Talk Show, second hour. Here we go. Second hour of the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Hope you're staying with me. End of the month. You know, my favorite. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, executive producer, Mary Klassen, Skowke, voiceover personality, Moon Summer, and my father. Spectating, as always, Teddy Giordano. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Last time I heard, I am Yo Andrew. So we got through our Truly Rich stories, and we got through our box office numbers. Now we got the main headlines. We got a few of them.
a few main headlines that got through February. I mean, Valentine's Day, that was good. It was fine. It really wasn't anything extraordinary. You came, you gave your loved one the candy. You gave your loved one the cake. I don't know why you would give cake. Here you go, honey, a heart full of red velvet. I would rather have the chocolate, honey. But thanks. Thank you for the chocolates. I prefer flowers. No. It's been a long month, and I have to go through all these different headlines here. Ukraine, that's been one. It's so funny because every time me and my guest, Jeffrey Saye, former human rights officer, speaks about international issues, something always happens. Like, eventually an international issue becomes important to the American media and important to the American people. Because many Americans have no care for international news. They care about what's going on locally. They care about what they're eating for dinner tonight. They're caring about if I'm going to wash my hair. They're caring about polishing their nails. That's what the American people do. That's what makes our country a little bit more different. Yo, you think you can eat 10 hot dogs? I can eat 11 hot dogs. Let's go, you and me, right now. I don't think they're thinking about war overseas. And when they do, they hate it. They won't tell you how they'll fix it, but they hate war. They won't tell you how to bring the soldiers home, but they hate war. That's the way it is. And Ukraine has become the story. Has become something that everyone's talking about. So what exactly happened? Why is Ukraine become a story out of nowhere to some of us? While many others, well, this has been going on for how long? This has been going on for a long time. Ukraine, this began in November, by the way. This unrest, all the way in November, when Mr. Yanukovych rejected a landmark association and trade deal with the European Union in favor of closer ties with Russia. Then what happened? What happened next? We saw tensions between pro and anti-Russian demonstrators in the country. We saw riots within the country. We saw laws being broken. We saw unrest, suppression. Activists creating barricades. It's a civil war between opposing parties. We don't know what this is going to result in. There are many theories, there are many possibilities, but we don't know how this is going to end. As of right now, we have many different leaders running the Ukraine who have some political experience or has run different Ukrainian groups. I don't understand why the president of the United States, President Obama, has butted himself into this. I feel there's no reason for him to come in. I mean, you already gave how many countries everything they wanted. Hillary Clinton said, thank you, Egypt, for leaving President Mubarak. Here you go. Here's a few million dollars. We leave Iraq and we give them millions of dollars in weaponry and money. And look where that led us. An Iraqi civil war, like we knew that was going to happen. You say that you don't want to continue Bush, or you say that you left policies of Bush onto you, and you continue doing it. We I don't know where this is going to go, and we don't know. We know there's going to be many there. I mean, as of late, the interim interior minister, Arsen Alkhov, he said on Facebook that a criminal case has been opened against Mr. Yanukovych and other officials over mass murder of peaceful citizens. That's what's going on. I mean, it's absolute unrest. And they're supposedly going to have elections going on. I mean, we don't know how much that's going to do. We don't know. None of us know. The only thing we do know is to hope that we can create some civility again. That's what the Ukraine wants. Create some absolute civility. The United States to go into it is beyond me. You got the European Union. You got the United Nations. You got Russia hovering over them. Or we have to come in and we have to say something because we don't want to feel like we're ignoring people. Well, we don't have a choice. We have our own problems. We have our own problems here. The American voters said that the number one issue they are focused on is the economy. How many times do I have to say this? The economy. And the economy branches out to many different subjects. Jobs. Debt ceiling. Shutdowns. Stimuluses. Bailouts. Corporations, greedies, monopolies, conglomerates, all different ways that a dollar sign on it that's hurting or helping the middle class. That's what we should be focusing on. We're not. We saw Syria in September, another issue that we had no reason. I understand what they did or what they might have done of using chemical weapons on their people, the government. Bashar Assad, the leader of Syria. I agree with you. It's wrong putting it on young, harmful children. I agree. No one should have the right to be subjected to that. No one. But if they bring no threat to us, we can't do anything about it. And that's why you have the United Nations. The United Nations to come in and prevent anything more of accumulating, because the United Nations was built on, if a small war happens, we don't want to accumulate to a world war. But the United Nations, people forget, 65%, 66% of the United Nations is the United States of America. It's our money. We got the council in the United Nations. The majority of them are, including the United States, are the largest countries in the world. Largest countries in the world. China, Russia, Germany, United States. Just a few of them. How are we creating any civility? What kind of UN is this? Venezuela, they were having their own type of uproar when they started to see the economy sadly crash in South America, in Venezuela. Inflation rising. We spoke about that with our friend Jeffrey last week. The United States media has not given it any attention like it has for Ukraine. Do we have any care for South America? I mean, Venezuela was starting to pick up some news days before they were warning American officials to leave because they thought that we were a threat. We give South America many resources. Venezuela is actually one of our allies. Ukraine is in the other part of the world. I'm not saying anything bad about you. There's nothing to say. I'm just saying, when it comes to priorities and to the state that we're in, who's our friends, who's our enemies? We had this whole conversation back in September. We need to realize who we should be helping, who we should be giving more attention to. I guess Ukraine gives more attention to the media because we're already seeing the disrelationship between Russia and the United States. Russia doesn't want to give up on what they have on Ukraine, all those little naval bases Vladimir Putin, the leader of Russia, has put there. The grapple, the stranglehold they got, they don't want to leave. And they know that the United States and Russia, the media knows that these two are, you know, tie on tie. And then, of course, after the Olympics and the issues that we saw and all that, Venezuela, well, that's not going to bring us ratings. It's all about ratings. And Ukraine, what was going on there was going to give a little bit more. Many people have been commenting this month, why hasn't Venezuela been given the same amount of media attention? Why? That's my opinion. Because Russia is involved in it. The United States and Russia have been on this, ups and downs when it comes to weaponry and energy and space and war. And could it be a modern Cold War? We've seen it. And then after the Olympics now, the United States, should they be involved in it? What can we do with Venezuela? Guess we can't create any news stories on it. It's not good enough. I want to leave international. I don't want to go into it anymore. Let's go into this other story. The Brooklyn Nets. They are the first basketball team to sign a openly gay basketball player. And I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, we do got many who are still, the whole issue on the locker rooms, that's something that the New Jersey Nets need to speak about. If this young gentleman is, you know, changing next to men who do not agree or feel the way he does, that's another Brooklyn Nets need to decide. I don't think I need to decide it. I don't think the government needs to decide it. I feel the Brooklyn Nets need to decide it. Jason Collins needs to not worry about that type of stuff. I would think Jason Collins, who was the first openly gay NBA player, I don't think he's going to worry about it. If there really is a lot of commotion about something like that, and you might see it, the locker room, the changing and all that, well, the Brooklyn Nets need to decide on that. And Jason Collins has been around for a few seasons, and I guess the Brooklyn Nets need someone big and tall, and Jason Collins could be a good addition to the team, and if we can take away everything we're talking about, the first openly gay NBA player and the what he might do to transform American professional sports and all that. We can just take that all away and just focus on him in the game, that's fine. If you just sit there and you go to bench him, for example, Brooklyn Nets won't do it. If they bench him because of how he feels, or if fans are going to boo him for how he feels, and that's just wrong. He's there to play the game. He's there to help your team win. And I think he'll be granted with open arms. It's what's bad is many are not going to. Man, it's just going to create a whole distraction. That's exactly what's going to. He was there during the State of the Union address. That's something I didn't like. I didn't like how he was there, because I felt like, he was there to probably support the president, President Obama believes in gay rights, but we all know you were used, Jason, you were used as a prop. Of course you were invited, you're good for the camera. You probably believe in half of the president's views. You're a prop to the president, congratulations, why would you want to be a prop? That was another story this month. Say the Union address. No, that was last month. Why would you want to be a prop? Why would you want to be something by the president? If I'm being invited by the president or invited by the White House, I want to know, well, we really enjoy your presence. I don't want to be used as, okay, in the, you're the tree. You're going to be the tree in the Broadway play. I don't want to be the tree. I want to be the lead singer. I want people to know who I am, why I'm here. No, you are going to be a prop. You're going to be the tree. But that's what I think. I think Jason Collins was a prop. And I think many were props. Again, how do you think President Obama gets his word out there? Gets his word out there by telling people who he is. These are the many people around him. More truly weird stories. Tweet me some stories you like at AndrewTreeGeo. Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS, and you can email me, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Don't be left behind.
Call YoAndrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds in that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months. And I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism. And movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Get your body up!
Geico presents Strange Saving Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ah, this is nonsense.
What? I thought you liked my meatloaf.
No, that's not it. I should have switched to ShareBuilder because I'm tired of my current online brokerage's high fees, confusing website, and InvestoBabble.
InvestoBabble. Really, Jim? Maybe you should switch to ShareBuilder.
Switch to ShareBuilder by Capital One. We clear the clutter, cut the jargon, and keep trade prices low so you can feel confident when making your investing decisions. Visit ShareBuilder.com/invest today.
Securities products are offered by Capital One ShareBuilder, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member FINRA SIPC.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now, 1-800-579-9189. That's 800-579-9189.
If you don't trust the information reported to you...
Stop this. I can't take this anymore.
Let Yo Andrew get the job done.
Samsung Galaxy S5, that is on the market. Well, not on the market, but ready to be on it. If you're just joining me, we are speaking main headlines here on the program. And we're also taking, instead of open phone calls, we're taking your open tweets and your open Facebook comments and even emails. So if you want to, you know, get your voice out there, and if I missed a main headline or if there's a truly good story you might like, anything on your mind, anything you want to talk about, you can tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo. You could Facebook me, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS, and you can email me, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Samsung Galaxy S5 was introduced yesterday, and around this time period, that's when Samsung decides to introduce it. Apple, they do it in September, and they got their own conference and such. Samsung, they are invited, and they demonstrate at, it's called Mobile World Congress, MWC, in Barcelona, Spain. And they introduced their new phone. Samsung Galaxy S3 was their big phone. And what happened was, in 2012, it became, for the first time, the iPhone killer. So what it did was, it gave the iPhone some competition for the first time. And even though Apple really doesn't show much intimidation against it, they're always trying to be the best. If it's by suing them, or if it's just by making a better feature. Samsung is now up to their fifth phone. And I read a lot of rumors. I read a lot of articles when it comes to tech. Again, I read a little bit about everything. That's why I'm a news talk host. And we really can't focus on one issue only. Samsung decided to introduce the new phone. And I'm reading a lot of rumors. Last year, I was not disappointed, because the Samsung S3 was a small phone, but it was a great phone. It did things that the Samsung Galaxy, that the iPhone at the time couldn't do. And then the Samsung Galaxy S4, I felt, was a little bit of an update. Bigger screen, a better camera, a little bit faster. So I really felt the Samsung Galaxy 5, the S5, I thought this was going to be it. I thought this was going to be the phone. And this hit one of the main headlines this month. Even though it's right around the end of it, it only happened yesterday, it will hit as a February headline. And the Samsung Galaxy S5 was introduced, and I was disappointed. I was wildly disappointed. I thought it was supposed to have a 20-megapixel camera. It only has 16. I thought it was going to have a full-round titanium. They bought plastic again. I thought they were going to introduce a second phone. They only introduced one. I thought they were going to do the Gorilla Glass, unbreakable. That's not good for business. I thought they were going to introduce 32 and 64 gigabyte phones only. They didn't do it. These are the many disappointments I had. It really shows me that rumors are not facts, and that how much we have when it comes to getting inside and really scooping around and figuring all this out, when it comes to which is the best phone and is this phone going to be like this. Guess what? We were fooled. We were surprised. I couldn't believe it. Five big things were missing from this. Well, Samsung came out, they introduced their phone, and while many people like it, I'm disappointed. I thought they were going to build a second phone, a sister phone. They didn't do that either. This phone, I thought, could have been a little bit smaller, around the same size. They made it bigger. It's a very big phone. I've had a big phone. And I know how it is. You can't fit it in your pocket. You have way too many things going on. You got everyone from coworkers to strangers. And even though you can, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It gets pretty annoying. Wow, your phone's so big. Your phone's bigger than your face. Where do you put that? Is that your tablet? Hey, look, it's Andrew's brick. Believe me, I've been there. It's not fun. That's why I thought they would create a smaller phone and just as powerful. I don't want no Samsung 5 mini. That's the crappy phone. That's the phone that's going to do what for me? Is there a break in 3 months? Yes, I'm going to enjoy it, but I mean, this phone still costs $600. And even though I'm getting a deductible when I get my phone, when I'm upgrading with my company, I would like to get a phone that works. And this phone, particularly, I think failed. And Apple, who's rumoring, and again, I shouldn't be listening to rumors anymore. I think I learned that already. Rumors are not facts. Rumors are not theories. Rumors are someone really wants it, and they'll spread out that idea on what they want, and then people start believing it. That's a rumor. Or a rumor is, I heard from this person, from that person, but you have no idea if that person's even credible to give you information. And that's what happened here. Now, why am I yelling? Why am I screaming for? Because I'm going to see hundreds of people buy this thing. The metal body design, not there. A redesigned, beautiful screen, not there. The battery life. I feel we need to have a larger battery and also see it really charge quickly. I didn't see that. There's no reason for me to upgrade to this new phone. See, but this is going to happen, and we are going to speak about this next week. We are going to go into this a little bit more next week. That's why I really want to leave this now. Because I am going to speak about next week why Apple needs to take advantage of this, and or is Apple even threatened by this? At one point, that was going to be a great conversation I was going to have. I was going to have that conversation with you. I thought this phone was going to be dominant. You were able to do many things with it. It's revolutionary. Finally, Samsung's on top of their game. Apple's got a lot of work to do until September. Will they bring the bigger phone? Will they bring an Apple memory card? Are they going to introduce the Apple Watch, the iWatch? Now after seeing this, should I even have that conversation next week? Should I even have that conversation? Probably not. I think I'm just going to scrap. You know what? I'm not going to talk about it. Because Apple's not being threatened by this. I'm not saying any of this negativity because I have an iPhone now. I respect Samsung's technology. I do like Galaxies for many different things. There's just many important things that I've realized that iPhone could do for me. Customer service, business aspects, and the small importability, and of course, it's always reliable when it comes to their software. So I enjoy iPhone. I learned that after a year of having a large phone. So I have the right to talk about this. And I thought if Samsung really gave out a great phone, I would tell you right now, go buy it. If you like to do many different things and you want a different feel and you have a lot of information you want to put on your cell phone and you really enjoy Samsung's items, I say, why not go for Samsung? It's your phone. It's your choice. That's fine with me. Apple is another choice. It's called capitalism. You got all these choices. But it's my goal, of course, for you not to waste your money, because you know this phone's going to be $200 off the bat. And $200, even though it's only a deductible when you're upgrading or opening up a new contract with any of the major companies, it's a lot of money. And even when it goes on no contract, it's going to be a lot more money because you're paying the full price. So officially be yours, and you can, of course, change your phone at any time. If anything, go for the S4. See, that's the problem. People are going to go to the S4. That's a problem, because what Samsung is going to do, Samsung is going to create a quota of about what? Let's guess it here. This many Galaxy phones. And that amounts to $15 million. Let's make an example. We have to reach $15 million. Okay, we are paying money to separate companies to create phones, to get parts, to, and even though Samsung's probably abusing worker rights and cheap labor, they still have to reach a certain quota. And if they can't reach that quota, then they didn't do a very good job. So their goal now is to do what they do best, and that what Apple needs to do is they do some hell of a advertising, and they always did. Because again, they got it pretty easy here in the United States. They're going to make millions of dollars in Korea, no matter what. And they're going to have more selection. They'll probably have more features. So they did reach their quota. But I'm talking about the United States market. That's the hard market. Because the United States has many different phone markets. The LG is starting to rise. Apple is rumoring of making two brand new phones. And they're up to the revolutionary in their sequence. They're up to that part. So a lot of Apple users are just waiting till the holiday season. So Samsung might have to wait. And guess what? You might go to the S4. If you go to the S4, guess what happens? That phone's going to be cheaper. The value's going to go down. I might rather go to the S4. I'd rather go there. Sounds like a pretty good phone. I get a good screen. I get a really nice camera, a nice screen. I can throw it, the memory card, right in. And believe it or not, the software, that's the, you know, where you see all your apps and such, the same one on your S4 is the same one on your S5, just a little bit different. And even though many people didn't like it, you can move your eyes on the S4. See, there you go. They screwed up. Here, get a gear watch, a smartwatch, use on your S4. They screwed up. If you threw the titanium in there, that would have been good. If you're doing a second phone, that would have been good. Apple really proved me wrong. Because when Apple first introduced their iPhone 5C, I was disappointed. Who's going to buy a cheap iPhone? People with the big and the best. And it ends up that I see more people with a 5C than a 5S. I see more people with an iPhone 4S than an iPhone 5S because of the portability, because they didn't want to change their connection. There is still 40% of the mobile market that is using the iPhone 4S. You wouldn't believe it. You would not believe it. They're using it. So these consumers, you know what? I $200 is a lot for me. Yeah, the camera's great. Screen's great. This is all great. But the problem is, I rather use this phone, the iPhone 5C. I like the color plastic. It does pretty much everything the 5S can do. And it is an improvement from my 4S, the predecessor of the iPhone 5C. So this is pretty good. I want to use this one instead. And guess what? I only have to pay $100. And if I trade my phone, I pay $50 in the American market for it. And I have it for 2 years. I got all the cases I want. I get the brand new operating system. It's all dandy. That's what they did. They gave, Apple gave a choice. And they actually did really well. I don't know what they're going to do next, but they did well. Samsung disappointed me, but I might be wrong. I'm a man of my word. I might be wrong. I thought the 5C was a fail. And it ended up, to my opinion, being the most successful choice they ever made. It gave Apple extra money. It gave them more customers. I thought they did a great job when it comes to giving the 5C. Many of you probably have it. Again, wow, you know what? Do I really? It shows that creating something different will sell. You, from going from the iPhone 5 to the iPhone 5S, it really isn't a difference. The same size. Okay, maybe there's a different color in the back, and then you get the little Touch ID that Apple's going to take 10 years to actually give me something about. Okay. But look what the 5C did. It reached the older demographic. If you broke your phone, I'll go for the 5C. Your friend's got the cool color, I want the cool color. It's got the new wires. You get the fastest network that you're on. It's perfect. It's great. That's what they did. That's what the 5C did. And I have to say, Apple did a hell of a job. And I thought Samsung would have done that. Because I think the Samsung S4 Mini stinks. It's really small. It's small. It's rounded. It's not as powerful. The 5C, even though it's not as powerful as the 5S, it's still a pretty good phone. It's a good size. You get the plastic, a beautiful plastic over it. And you're getting the same functions. That's what Samsung should have done, and they didn't do it. I'm shocked. Why do I have to wait a year now? Samsung needs to focus on the American market. Samsung's a Korean company. And they are going to get millions of dollars off for this. And you're going to see it. The S3 was a killer for so many reasons. Because it did so much more when the iPhone couldn't. Now, this is my message to Apple. You have a chance. You have a chance to capitalize. Will they do it? Probably not. I introduced to you the iPhone, and you're sitting going, what the heck? I did not expect this. But we'll see. That's amazing. I didn't think... I was going to go so much about this, but I felt like it was really interesting. And we all use cell phones. We've all learned. Come on. Let's face it. We all learned that if you forget your phone at home, you're done. There's no more pay phones. There's no more beepers. This is your necessity. If you lose it, you're lost. Yeah, my old phone's gone. And for one night, I felt weird. I love my laptop. I have it right in front of me. I love it for radio, I love it for writing documents, but if I want to do something small, if I want to do some emails right before I go to bed, the phone's great, it's portable. If I'm going outside for the night, and I want to do something crazy, at least I know that I got so much information in this little phone. So much information. I want to talk about it next week. I want to speak about this next week. I thought Samsung would have brought a great phone and Apple would have been threatened, but I think there's no reason to. I think we really cleared it all up. And you can tweet me on this. What phone do you use? I mean, it is a main headline. I am right now tweeting to the best of my ability on some stuff you want to talk about, what you want to hear about. But these are like some of the main headlines. I mean, there are so many headlines. The Olympics happened this month. That was a headline. The malfunctions of the Olympics. That was a headline that we could have went into. WWE introducing the WWE Network. Many season premieres this month. That's been going on. If we want to go into gossip, well, we could. We can do that too. But I haven't spoken about technology, smartphones once. I feel because we all use it. We all use smartphones. I thought this is a good main headline. You're going to hear about it for a little bit. And if you are someone who wants to get a new phone in 3-4 months, do you really want the S5 when you can go for the S4? And of course, you got really, really good selection. LG 2 is a great phone. The iPhone is a good phone. The Motorola Zoom is a good phone. And if you're really into BlackBerry, they got some left. They do. My sound clip of wisdom is up next. I have to cool myself off after speaking about cell phones. Don't be left behind.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot, from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ah, this is nonsense.
What? I thought you liked my meatloaf.
No, that's not it. I should have switched to ShareBuilder because I'm tired of my current online brokerage's high fees, confusing website, and InvestoBabble.
InvestoBabble.
Really, Jim? Maybe you should switch to ShareBuilder.
Switch to ShareBuilder by Capital One. We clear the clutter, cut the jargon, and keep trade prices low so you can feel confident when making your investing decisions. Visit ShareBuilder.com/invest today.
Securities products are offered by Capital One ShareBuilder, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member FINRA, SIPC.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now, 1-800-579-9189. That's 800-579-9189.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds in that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now, that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism. And movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Get to a body up!
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb? Who put the ride?
Who's a fan of Lord of the Rings? Anyone out there? One of my favorite movies back in the 7th and 8th grade. I read all 3 books, and then I got to watch all 3 movies. And I remember it was the last movie that came out. I was in Florida. I don't know how I got my grandpa, my brother, and my dad convinced to see this movie. You're talking 3.5 hours. And I don't know if my dad, my brother, or my grandpa even read the book. I have no idea. They went. I won that day. I got to choose the movie. And by the end of the movie, my grandpa walked right out. He couldn't stand. He said, "You gotta be kidding me." He walked out. He couldn't believe it. And my eyes like glued to it. Now I'm even surprised. Like, how did I get through it? Though through Lord of the Rings, there are just so many great scenes that give you so many things to talk about, or even many things to learn from. And the Sound Clip of Wisdom that we always play at the end of the show that creates a conversation off the air, or it leaves you something to talk about with someone else, someone you might love, a friend you might be speaking to. Lord of the Rings, so many, but this particular scene I'm going to play for you talks about friendship. Maybe the scene speaks about doing something that you'll be remembered by. Maybe it's doing something that will help society. There's so many different theories of this particular scene. It's a very short Sound Clip of Wisdom tonight. Frodo Baggins and Sam, his partner, are two what they call hobbits. They're creatures, very small creatures. And he obtains the ring, and what he has to do, he has to go and destroy this ring, and he can only destroy it at this mountain, throw the ring into the fire, and eventually save the world. And if he doesn't do it, destroying the ring would eliminate all evil. And there's so much more to the story. So much more detail to this story. This particular scene, you have Frodo Baggins and Sam who are walking miles and miles. And Sam says something to Frodo that I thought was really nice and I really enjoyed. Here it is, Sound Clip of Wisdom.
I wonder if
we'll ever be put into songs or tales.
What?
I wonder if people will ever say, let's hear about Frodo and the ring. And they'll say, yes, it's one of my favorite stories.
Frodo was really courageous, wasn't he, Dad?
Yes, my boy. The most famousest of hobbits. And that's saying a lot.
You've left out one of the chief characters.
Samwise the Brave.
I want to hear more about Sam.
Frodo wouldn't have got far without Sam.
Now, Mr. Frodo, you shouldn't make fun. I was being serious.
So was I.
Samwise the Brave.
What I loved about that scene, like I just said before,